Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be once again joined by Dallas County ISU Extension Director Jeff Jackson. We are doing part two of a two-part interview here. So Jeff, thank you once again for joining me.
Absolutely.
Picking up kind of where we left off yesterday, The 4-H program, as you mentioned, it just has so much stuff going on with it. It is varied. There's a lot of stuff that people might not even know are involved with 4-H. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a podium here. Talk up the Dallas County 4-H program.
Absolutely. So 4-H, when we talk 4-H, it includes Clover Kids. So people get confused on that. We include them all. It's kindergarten through 12th grade. And this is a great opportunity and program. We're known as livestock and agriculture, but that's not what 4-H is. In fact, I have a quiz question for you on that exact subject.
All right.
So here's the question for you, Joe. I'm going to give you multiple choice and we'll see if you get it. How many youth last year in the state of Iowa participated in 4-H STEM programs? A, 5,000 youth. B, what is STEM? C, 34,000 youth. Or D, 1 youth.
I'm going to go with C. The answer is usually C. That's my go-to test fill-in answer, but I think it sounds like a good answer.
That is a great answer. It is C. 34,000 youth last year in the state of Iowa participated in just STEM. So not even in STEM in their club that does multiple things, specifically STEM programming through the Iowa Governor's STEM Initiative. So we do a lot with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, for those who answered B, by the way. There's your little answer. But we do a lot with, I mean, obviously we still have the vet classes that we shared about yesterday. We do a lot with food and nutrition. We do a lot with families programming. And we do a lot with conservation because that's really important, especially with a monarch system that we have going on and the butterflies and the concerns of that. And so really it's just a great way to teach leadership skills to these youth so that they can become the next generation of leaders for us.
Absolutely. Now, 4-H is a year-round program essentially, so there's not really a cutoff for signing up. So basically people can get involved at any time, correct?
Absolutely. We do kind of have a little season to it in that from an online registration standpoint, we have a program called 4-H Online, and we will shut down 4-H Online. People can still enroll anytime in July and August. September 1st really kicks off the 4-H year, and that's when we encourage people, even if you're already in 4-H, you have to re-enroll. And that way, we just make sure that your information is correct. We know you're planning on coming, and it gives you that chance to change some things, addresses and such as it comes in. It's a great system for us. So September 1st is when we have re-enrollment. You got to be enrolled before May 15th if you want to show at the county fair, but you can still enroll after May 15th and still be a part of all that 4-H has to offer.
All right. Well, now you transitioned nicely into my next topic. That is the Dallas County Fair. Just first of all, give us the basics of the dates, the times, and the locations for that.
Absolutely. So the Dallas County Fair this year officially kicks off July 10th around noon, but we do have a lot going on already starting July 8th. Right away on that Monday, we will have some of the horses start coming in, animals start coming in. We will have the horse shows that'll start happening on that Tuesday, July 9th. And it runs all the way from July 10th through July 14th, that Sunday. There'll be a lot of great shows. In fact, the Dallas County Fair Board has been pretty proud that Joe Diffie is coming to the Dallas County Fair this year. I only know one of his songs, Pickup Man, but I used to sing that song a lot in high school back in the day.
Absolutely. So, yeah, a lot goes on during the county fair. What is ISU Extension's involvement with the fair every year?
Great question. We do a lot. We're great partners with the Dallas County Fair Board. So we help a lot with a little bit of the entertainment. But ultimately, it's that livestock piece, the static exhibits piece. We have the open class for photography again this year. So any aspiring photographers, there's cash prizes out there sponsored by the Waukee Area Arts Council. And so we're going to continue to do that as well. And then we kind of help out with the 4-H food stand. So when you go out and buy food and you really want that chicken sandwich, which is grilled, it's amazing, it's great, or the pork tenderloin, all of those proceeds go to support Iowa 4-H and especially Dallas County 4-H.
All right. Well, we will talk more about the fair when it gets closer to that. So we'll bring you back here to talk about this fair specifically, probably devote an entire Let's Talk program to that. But
for
now,
two.
Or two, maybe.
Yeah.
For now, anything else about the fair that you want to mention just as a primer for it?
It's just a great time to come out, celebrate. I mean, we are turning 100 years old this year, Joe. And so, I mean, that full celebration will be happening at Sweet Corn Festival, but we're going to still be celebrating at the Dallas County Fair. And so there'll be prizes, there'll be giveaways, and it's just a great fun time. It's one of the best fairs in the state.
All right. Now, a couple more things that I want to ask you about here today, starting with you are looking to hire a new position with Extension. So what can you tell me just about this job and who you're looking for?
Absolutely. So it is the Extension Educator, and this individual works in human sciences. And really with what Extension does, especially in Dallas County, most of our programming actually falls into human sciences. I mean, you've just heard a lot of what's happening with 4-H. But there's a lot more that's happening with the families programming. And so this is working with mental health. This is working with the opioid crisis. It's a hard word to say, and it's a bad crisis. It also working with strengthening families, families that, like myself, are expecting a new baby. So great beginnings and food and nutrition. There's a lot of wonderful programs. And so this individual works with that human sciences piece. So we'll be working with youth and adults. And so we encourage anyone to apply who has a bachelor's degree, specifically, hopefully, in those fields of food and nutrition and family finance, but then also has a little more experience behind them, as this is a huge opportunity. This is a great need in our community. And so we're looking forward to being able to meet that need.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today has to do with the Farm Bill. Now, this is a big topic on everyone's minds throughout the nation. So what can you tell me about how you deal with the Farm Bill with Extension, and you also have a program coming up later this year, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. So every year, and this year no different, in July, on July 29th, we're going to have our farmland leasing, which we always do, and some of our specialists come in to talk about the cash rental rates and talk about, you know, some of the best practices in leasing of the land, as a lot of our farmers are starting to age out and want new people to take over. But because of the magnitude of this Farm Bill, that's what we're here to do as well, is to help our farmers. We've got classes right now that we're running across the state when it comes to late planting. What does that look like and how to do it? Because obviously the rain is slowing a lot of our planting down. But on November 18th, and it'll be held at the St. John's Church there in Adel at 9 a.m., we're going to be having some of our experts come in and talk about what is the Farm Bill, how does this affect you, and what are some of those next steps.
All right. Well, Dallas County Extension Director Jeff Jackson, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
None that I can really think of, other than continue to check us out on our website. And thank you guys for your time.
Well, thank you for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jeff Jackson. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.